Hartford Community College welcomes you to this presentation of Fighting Owls Weekly, produced by SFMSports.net and the Hartford Sports Network. Now, let's go inside Hartford Athletics with Glenn Clark.
And welcome to Fighting Owls Weekly, produced by SFMSports.net, the official home for Hartford Community College Athletics. I am Glenn Clark, joined as always at the top of the show by the Director of Athletic Communications, Kevin Carver at Hartford Community College. And Kevin, we start by looking at a very nice bounce back week for both basketball teams.
Yeah, well, I think they enjoyed some home cooking. They went on the road. They both took their first loss a couple weeks ago, came home at a home doubleheader where they always perform well. Both teams got a win. The men's team, a huge win against one of the league favorites along with themselves and previously undefeated Garrett. So both teams came home and really bounced back from a rough last week.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And it's so important, obviously, not only to play well at home, but particularly important to play well when you're playing Maryland JUCO teams. And that's exactly what you're talking about when you talk about Garrett.
Yeah, for both teams, they started the conference season right around here, right around now the time they started. They take a couple weeks off, and then they bounce right back in it. So to get an early head start on those conference games is key. For the men, they actually were 0-2 in the conference, looking to possibly go down into a deep hole and facing a very tough Garrett team. To be able to bounce back and get that conference win was a huge plus for Mike Smulkinson and his guys.
Yeah, no question about that. And just another thought about what we talked about losing a couple games and what you learn from that and how it makes the teams better. And we talked to both Coach Sini and Coach Smulkinson about that last week. And I think you already see some of the dividends of that, that you never want to lose games, obviously, but you accept the fact that you're going to lose games. It's just typically the way that it is, and you want to see your team respond from that and come back out and perform well, having learned something from those losses.
Definitely, and I think both coaches did enjoy seeing the teams respond from that adversity, as minimal as it could be, as winning or losing a game in November. You definitely don't want to start falling down the rabbit hole and be able to bounce back. And I think especially the women, too. Now, they weren't thinking that they were going to be extremely challenged against a Garrett team on Monday at home. But those girls came in and they played really, really hard. And they gave the Fighting Owls their best game, other than the contest on the road that they lost, all season long. And it wasn't even close. Usually the teams that we played so far this season, with the style of offense that Coach Sini runs and the depth that this year's team has, by halftime, it's kind of getting out of hand. And then they've got this magical third quarter that they always come out and score like 30-some points in the third quarter. And we're not really sure what the spark plug is in that situation. But by the third quarter, that game's over. And with the Garrett game on Monday, I mean, they used their third quarter to pull away, but it was still close, and they allowed 78 points, and that's the first time they've allowed over 50 all season long.
Well, hang on. That leads me to two thoughts. First of all, my first thought would be that if your closest home game is a 25-point win, then you're eating pretty well.
That is very true on this Thanksgiving weekend.
Right. And then my second thought about that would be, Kevin Carver, that is the Director of Athletic Communications, that maybe the scoreboard in the first quarter should say 3 on it.
If that's what I was talking to Coach Sini about, I said, what do you say to them at halftime? And whatever it is, say it at the beginning of the game, and then you can sit back and relax. And he wasn't able to relax in this game. Like you said, 25 points, it wasn't really, but from what they've been used to, they needed to have that big third quarter. I think they scored 43 points in the third quarter on Monday, which is the most they've scored all year. But without that, they're in a nail biter.
Wow, that's incredible. He is the Director of Athletic Communications, Kevin Carver, for Hartford Community College, and he joins us here on Fighting Owls Weekly. Kevin, we're doing things a little bit differently on this week's show. You mentioned it's a holiday weekend, and we are, instead of talking to the coaches, going to talk to some of your student athletes. And so I wanted to ask you about the two student athletes that we're going to be talking to later in the show. And I want to start with Hayden Jackson from the men's basketball team. What should we know about this young man?
Well, it's just so interesting that this is my sixth year here, and Coach Smulkinson, this is his second year here. So when he got hired and was on campus, and then all of a sudden he started showing some recruits around, and we see these two very tall that student athletes coming towards us at a baseball game, and I looked over and I was like, oh, what are these guys? They look like they're basketball players, these two tall guys. And he came by and he's like, these are my two Australians. And we like gave a double take. You got kids from Australia on campus to possibly come here to play basketball. It's bizarre. And one of those two was Hayden Jackson. The other one was Cameron Smith, who was on the team last year and decided to go home to be closer to his family, obviously. But this year, Hayden's back for his sophomore year. He had his best game of the year just the other day. Had a career high with 16 points and 4 3-pointers. And it's just interesting that I can't imagine. I didn't go to my favorite school because it was one state away. And he came here from Australia. And that just boggles my mind.
That's incredible. And I can't wait to talk to him about that decision. And then from the women's team, Deja Harris, what should we know about her?
Deja Harris is a remarkable young lady. She is a freshman, and she is the true leader on the court of this great basketball team that Mike Cini has put together for this season. There's so many moving parts. They're so deep. There's so many people that are probably used to scoring 20, 25 points a game. And obviously when you come to college, that number starts to go away. But when you're the distributor as the point guard that Deja is, how do you figure out who gets the ball when and make sure everybody's happy and get that momentum rolling? She's so strong defensively. And then she, every game, and I've seen her play 8 games so far this year, and every game I'm like wowed with at least one move that she makes during the game.
That's
She's
cool.
Just incredible.
All right. Now, we you know, kind of teased it last week, but it's time to really talk turkey about the ugly sweater event that you guys have coming up on December 2nd.
Yes, if you are going to see the Fighting Owls in the year 2015, this is your last chance, December 2nd. And since it's the only time we get to see you in December, we're going to turn up a little holiday cheer, and we're going to have an ugly sweater contest. And first off, I think the semifinal action might be my ugly sweater versus yours. But anybody else that is ready to come into the APG Federal Credit Union Arena, bring your ugly sweater. We're going to have a lot of fun.
All right, so that's Wednesday night, December 2nd, Ugly Sweater Night. 5 o'clock is for the women's game, and then 7 o'clock for the men's game.
You got it, and it's an MD JUCO contest against Montgomery, so it should be some great basketball.
Very cool. And let's go over all the information, as always, about social media and where people can watch games. Let's run all that down as well.
Yeah, I'm going to have my one of my student workers really going hard on the social media with the ugly sweaters, taking pictures of anybody that dares wear one, and so we can post it. Our Twitter feed is at Fighting Owls HCC. Facebook is / Hartford Athletics. And as always, anything you need, Hartford Fighting Owls Live on our official athletic website, hartfordathletics.com.
He is Kevin Carver, the Director of Athletic Communications. Always appreciate him taking the time. When we come back in, we're going to talk to Hayden Jackson from the men's basketball team at Hartford. This is Fighting Owls Weekly.
Get your tickets for Hartford Fighting Owls basketball online at tickets.hartford.edu. Both single game tickets and great prices on season ticket packages can be found right on the web. The site features a select a seat option for reserve sections and printed home ticket option, all at no extra charge. And don't forget to check out the great lineup of promotions this season at the APG Federal Credit Union Arena. Just go to tickets.hartford.edu for Hartford basketball, as well as an array of cultural entertainment offerings on the HCC campus.
Dreher Physical Therapy Institute is a proud sponsor of athletic training services to the Hartford Fighting Owls. Located conveniently in Aberdeen, Bel Air, Hickory, and Edgewood, our 4 locations are ready to serve all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs with convenient scheduling Monday through Friday and Saturdays. For more information, please visit us on the web at www.dreherpt.com or call 1-855-5-DREHER. We are committed to providing the most effective, clinically superior physical therapy possible.
And welcome back to Fighting Owls Weekly. Glenn Clark with you, and now joined by one of the stars of the men's basketball team at Hartford Community College. And by way of Australia, Hayden Jackson is with us here on Fighting Owls Weekly. Hayden, appreciate you taking the time. Please explain to us how it is that a young man from the other side of the world ends up at Hartford Community College.
Yeah, thanks for having me. But it's a long process, really, coming from Australia. A lot of phone calls, a lot of online connections between coaches, and I was actually fortunate enough to go to an academy with a great coach, and he had a lot of resources and got in contact with some of the coaches here at Hartford. and that, the rest is history, as they say.
Had you ever been to, like, America at all before this happened?
I had been as a little kid.
Okay.
But that's about it.
Did you have any idea where Maryland was? Did you know anything about what you were signing up for when you decided that you were going to make Harford Community College your basketball home?
Absolutely not. honestly, not going to lie, I'd never heard of the state of Maryland before.
What was the biggest when you arrived? Basketball is basketball, right? Like, there's an international language there. But what was the biggest, like, shock for you when you got to Harford County and looked around? What was it, you know, most difficult to adapt to for you at first?
Well, first of all, everything you have here is a lot bigger. Like, the cars, the houses, the food portions are all a lot bigger. So that was the first real shock. And then the second shock was the snow.
They don't get a lot of it back where you're from, right?
No, definitely not.
what was your first reaction when you were you excited about the idea of seeing snow? Did you know it was a possibility?
Yeah, absolutely. I was excited to see it until about one day into it, I was over it.
You said, okay, I have experience now. I never need to do it again.
Exactly, yeah.
He is Hayden Jackson from the men's basketball team at Harford Community College, and he joins us here on Fighting Owls Weekly. So as we say, basketball is an international language. How comfortable were you coming in with Coach Melkinson sort of picking up and getting going from day one?
Yeah, I mean, he's made the transition pretty easy. He's a great coach, and he knows what he's doing, so it's not hard. You just got to listen to him, and it's all easy.
You guys obviously have had a pretty fair amount of success with the Fighting Owls. This season now, you guys go through a little bit of a bump in the road. What do you learn from having, you know, a tough loss? What do you take from that moving forward this season as you guys try to pursue your goals?
Yeah, I mean, you just got to learn from it, I guess. Coach Mike knows it's a long season, so we've got to keep all our heads on straight, and we just got to persevere and come together as a team.
So what jumps out most about you is your size. What's your height, like, legitimately? Not what do we say you are?
I think I'm listed at 6'4". I might be pushing the 6'5" barrier, though, maybe.
So you obviously are very capable in both aspects of the game. You can go a little bit inside and a little bit outside, right?
Yeah, I like to think so. Probably more towards the outside, though.
Yeah, well, I noticed the last time out you knocked down 4 threes, so you're pretty comfortable playing on the outside.
Yeah,
you,
definitely.
You don't mind that. But what if the matchup came along, you'd be willing to go in and fight and show some toughness, correct?
Of course, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Obviously, the goals we mentioned a second ago, how comfortable are you right now with the way this team is playing and what you want to be doing as you head towards that portion of the season?
I think we definitely have a lot of improving to do, but like I said, it's a long season, so I'm not too worried at the moment. I know we'll come together.
We'd like to hear that. Hayden Jackson, so appreciative of you taking the time. I'll tell everyone, never miss an episode of Fighting Owls Weekly. Listen to archives of the weekly shows at harfordathletics.com. Just click the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Listen to show podcasts and share them with your friends on Facebook and Twitter, made possible by sfmsports.net. And be sure to catch Fighting Owls Weekly each Saturday on this station. Get the latest in Harford athletics. Deja Harris from the women's basketball team at Harford joins us next. This is Fighting Owls Weekly.
We have a new player on the field, and he's going to try Coke Zero for the first time. And a snap. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Coke Zero. You don't know zero till you've tried it.
Attention food lovers! While you're at the Harford campus, don't forget to head just across the street to McShane's. Featuring a great menu including burgers, panini, salads, seafood, and more. Enjoy a great cup of coffee or latte and just hang out. Or if you're in a hurry, call ahead for pickup. Come on over to McShane's. You can check out our menu first at McShanesGourmet.com and get a 10% discount with your Harford ID or 20% with your Harford ticket stub the day of or after the game. Don't forget, we cater too. McShane's, really good food.
Welcome back to Fighting Owls Weekly. Glenn Clark with you, and joined now by one of the stars, the women's basketball team at Hartford Community College. She is Deja Harris. Deja, thank you so much for taking the time today. And I just wanted to sort of start with saying, hey, you know, as a freshman, how have you managed to adapt so quickly to playing at the next level and to the system, obviously an up-and-down system that Coach Sini has for you guys at Hartford?
Running is, that's my type of basketball. I love to run the floor. And Coach Mike told me, he's like, this is your team. I need you to lead it. He's like, every time I get on the floor, it starts with you. Like, I have to come ready, confident, and ready for my team. So, and every, before every game, he looks at me and he just winks and he's like, go get them. Like, it's your time.
That's neat. Was the system part of the reason why you wanted to be at Hartford?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, because you just want to get up and down the floor. The other thing that jumps at me is that a lot of times when teams are up and down teams and want to be scoring a lot and getting a ton of possessions, is that sometimes you see those teams not particularly strong on defense. But that's not the case for the Owls, right? You take plenty of pride, and y'all have been playing really good defense this season.
Yeah, every practice is defense, 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 defense wins championships, and we have a goal. So it starts there. It starts with our defense. Offense doesn't do anything, really. Our defense is the key, and that's what gets us running up and down the floor.
How comfortable have you been sort of running the floor this season, knowing there's a lot of girls that probably want the ball and want to get theirs, and when you're in an up-tempo offense, that quarterback position is so important, obviously, on the basketball floor. How comfortable have you been with that role?
Very comfortable. I love to run the point guard. I love to lead my team. Just knowing that I'm able to do it, it's a blessing.
You are leading the conference in both assists and steals, which I think is great because I think it reflects what we were just talking about, which is how important the defensive side is despite the fact that you're an offensive team. How much pride do you take in sort of being in the top in both categories?
It's a lot of pride. Just knowing I have people that can make shots, knowing I can get steals, just knowing my team is there for me.
She is Deja Harris from the Hartford Community College women's basketball team, and she joins us here on Fighting Owls Weekly. All right, so here's what we got to figure out. What's going on in the third quarter? What's happening at halftime? Because you all have been unstoppable in the third quarter, and how do we start replicating that in the first quarter this season?
I think it's when we go back and Coach Mike says it needs to start here. Like, even though it should start in our first quarter, he always, when we go back in the locker room, it's always, I like the energy, I like the intensity, but we need more. And I feel like that just turns us on. And I feel like we need to start having that when we come out. And the talks we have at halftime are the same talks we have at the beginning of the game, but I feel like at the beginning of the game, we come in knowing we're going to beat the team. But at halftime,
right,
it's like, he makes it seem like it's 0-0, it's go time.
It's like time to get serious now, right?
Yeah.
No, I understand that entirely. How much did you all take from the trip to New York? And knowing that you all wanted to win every game, do you think that ultimately there might have been a benefit from tasting defeat and sort of knowing, hey, we don't want to go through that again?
Yeah, when we at halftime in New York, when we played Monroe, it was crazy because it's like the whole coaching staff says, you guys are a third quarter team. And we came out and it's like, that wasn't our third quarter. Our best quarter was our fourth quarter. And it's like, we seen, as soon as that happened, we have to stay a team. We can't break up. Not one person can do it themselves. We have to do it together. And we learned so much from it. It's like, there's going to be teams that can compete with us. But at the same time, we have to play to our level. We play to their level. We let them run the show instead of us running the show. And we have to run the show more often. And we have to show teams that they have to play like us. We're not playing like them.
That's great. She is Deja Harris. Deja, we appreciate you so much taking the time. And that'll do it for this week's edition. This presentation of Fighting Owls Weekly is a production of SFMSports.net. I'm Glenn Clark. Have a great week.